Good evening, Ash. Congratulations on the victory. I just wanted to ask about a couple of things. Firstly, Rishabh talked about how you were sent in ahead of Hetmyer to maintain the right-left combination. So were you prepared for such a decision? And apart from that, how happy are you with the way Hetmyer is performing as a finisher?
Okay. Look, I think I've been batting well ever since we came from England here, and even in the practice games, I've been batting well, and there was a lot of confidence from what happened in the last game. I think I was a little late. I was probably not ready for the ball and was a little late on the ball. Didn't expect the sort of a delivery from him, and yeah, could have done better. I'll learn and move on from it. And Hetmyer, obviously, he's done really well for us this year. I think more than about 6 to 8 points needs to go to Hetty, because he's finished games. Sometimes when you make those 25s and 30s, you don't quite get the recognition you must, because people at the top are making the volume of runs. So Hetmyer is one of those heroes for us. And inside that dressing room, we recognize all these efforts. So yeah, he's in a good space.
Thank you.
Hi, Ashwin. Congratulations on today's victory.
Hi, thank you.
How much you are satisfied with your bowling performance in the last couple of games?
What do you think? Well, I think
your wicket-taking abilities and match-winning performance.
So there are 24 deliveries that I am allowed to bowl in a game, and sometimes I've kept on repeating this again and again. To look to go for wickets is not something that you can do in a T20 game. You have to play the situation of the game. My job is to bowl to the best of my abilities in those 24 balls and create wicket-taking opportunities. So sometimes I feel it is too lopsided in terms of trying to, you can't put a short lay, you can't put a slip, you can't look to attack and try and get a wicket. So I think the way the ball's coming out and the way I'm bowling, I'm extremely satisfied and happy with where I'm standing.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Hi, Ashwin. Congratulations on the victory. I just have to ask about you about the incident that happened with Morgan. I know you tweeted about it, but I just wanted to know your perspective. Do you think that the spirit of cricket term is now being abused by some, and it is being a very subjective term and they just use it whenever it suits their own agenda?
Look, I think it's definitely not a personal battle or a one-on-one battle, and I wouldn't like deem it like that at all. People who want attention may be taking it that way, but I'm not looking at it that way at all. And the incidents that happened the other day was, the reason why I got charged up was because I think it was entirely untoward by both of them to have given a send-off for a batter who's just got out. And the worst situation in that was, I was not the one who was aware that it had Rishabh. So I just felt like they had already decided that they were going to have a go. And that is one of the reasons why I said the words that were used were not in the right direction and not in the right space. But beyond that, I think we need to understand that culturally everybody is different, right? The way people are taught to play cricket in England and in India and the way one thinks is completely different. So I wouldn't say there is anybody that's wrong here. It is just that, the sort of way the game was played in 1940s cannot be the same way that you want somebody else to apply it. And my one line and my two cents to this is, I'm sure you like to play the game the way you want to play, but do not expect that if that is not within the laws of the game, and you know, have a go at them for unnecessary reasons. That is my take. That's it.
Hi, Ash. Congratulations on the win. In the final over, the second ball, there was a controversial thing from the third umpire. It was ruled it as a wide, and a few also said that it was a no ball. And then Ricky Ponting was also seen talking to the fourth umpire. What do you feel about that situation? Was it a no ball? Was it a wide? What do you make of that situation?
No, I think as the rule states that if the ball is pitching behind the stumps, I think the ball landed behind the stumps. So I think it was deemed a wide because of that. If the ball had landed outside the turf and before the stumps, it would have been deemed a no ball. So it's a clear case of rules. I don't think there is any. And obviously, because these rules are being developed and, you know, as the game, like I said in the previous question, it's the game is evolving, the game is changing, it's getting extremely competitive. You know, these leagues are, you know, on parallel to probably on the lines of how Premiership football happens in different parts of the country. So as the game is evolving, these small changes will happen and the players need to adapt and learn the new rules that are being set aside.
Thank you, everyone.
Thanks. Cheers.